pros bring a little extra to everything they do. So do we. It's called Pro Extra, the Home Depot's loyalty program built just for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like Pro Extra dollars or tool rental credit, plus other great benefits that save time and money. With Pro Extra, the more you spend, the more you earn. Get $20 off your next purchase of $200 or more just for signing up. Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Sign up on the Home Depot mobile app.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have them back on, Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, host of the New Lancer podcast. On the program, we discuss the Atlanta Hawks playoff run, the Eastern Conference Finals, how the city of Atlanta is buzzing during this Eastern Conference Final and playoff run for the Hawks, and so much more. They're coming up after the break, but first, I got to tell you about a new sponsor to The Robinson Show and an author by the name of Seth Chang. He's based out of Seattle, Washington, and he's written an exciting book called Keys to a Successful Podcast. It's the book that will help give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking for your podcast to achieve new heights and popularity and to take things to the next level with your podcast, I highly recommend you pick up the book Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. You won't regret it. It's available on Lulu.com. In the search box, just type in his name, Seth Chang. His first name is spelled Seth, S-E-T-H, and also Chang, capital C-H-A-N-G. Go check it out. Bonnie and Millie are coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technology. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Lowe's Summer Savings Event is going on now. Save $70 on the Bosch Freak 18-volt impact driver kit. Half wrench, half driver, all impact. Quickly change from sockets to bits with no adapter. The kit includes the Freak, an 18-volt battery, carrying bag, and impact tough socket and drill driver sets. With savings this good, it's the perfect time to treat yourself. Shop in-store or online and pick up curbside. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That time at the last minute by Capella. Maybe not right there, but Embiid saw him in his peripheral vision, made him shoot that shot a little hard.
2.5 to go. Long three on its way. And Trae Young, ice cold, delivers a three. Harris quickly on the other end, scores with a left hand. This crowd shocked as Young delivers a 29-footer. Only the second made three for Trae Young here tonight. He's got 18 points, 22 years of age. Star is rising fast. In his first playoff, he gets stuck. He calls timeout. He's barking at John Collins.
Atlanta will have one timeout left. And how about the guts for Trae Young to deliver this three here, Jimmy?
Well, always dangerous.
Hello?
On the first book? I got you.
Oh, y'all heard that?
We did hear that. What's up, Trae?
What's up, y'all?
Not so much. Thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and get started with the first question from Sarah.
I wanted to ask you about Kevin. Just how impressed were you with what he did tonight, and how much did he help you guys get this win and polish off this series?
Yeah, he was big tonight. Big, very big for us. And the guys out, Dre being out, Cam, Bogey being, kind of on one leg. He did a great job coming in and being aggressive. And it was great to see, and we needed all of it tonight.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on TNT, Turner Sports, and, of course, the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young. What a postseason he's had thus far as the Atlanta Hawks beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals to play in the Eastern Conference Finals. And when I think of Atlanta, I want to bring these wonderful ladies back onto the program. They are the host of the New Lanta podcast, which is a podcast that's dedicating all things related to Atlanta culture. Let's welcome them back to the program. Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock. Ladies, welcome back.
Good morning.
Sure.
Hello. How's everything going in the ATL?
Oh, just peachy.
All right, awesome.
Yeah,
well, awesome. Well, speaking of being peachy and being hot, the Atlanta Hawks have been on a roll, and no one really expected this, especially during the when the trade deadline happened, when Lou Williams was brought back to Atlanta from Rajon Rondo. We'll get more into Lou in just one moment, but I want to start off with this great postseason run. Bonnie, I want to start off with you. Kevin Huerter. Kevin Huerter has really emerged as one of the big X factors with the Hawks in this playoff run. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kevin and what he's done thus far.
Oh, man. Without Huerter, we would have not been in the game for Game 7, that's for sure. He definitely came in, showed out. There's so much I could say about Huerter because it's like I feel like he's one of our underrated players. Because we don't have Hunter in and Cam Reddish, it's like we have Huerter, and he came and really just finished the game for us. There were so many turnovers on Philadelphia. We should have been beating them by 20. But just with Herter's threes, I can't even remember his stats right now, but he really came and showed out. Like, that was the finisher for us.
Awesome. Well, Millie, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Bonnie. Well, give me your thoughts on Kevin and his play thus far during the playoffs.
I think the proof is just really in his stats. Over the postseason, he was averaging in the semifinals, he was averaging 10 points per game, 3.8 rebounds, and 1.9 assists. That's really big and takes a lot of pressure off of Trae Young because that you can have somebody on the court who might be able to activate the offense, and still be on the board. Just for an example, in Game 3 versus Philly, when he only had 3 points and one assist, the Hawks lost that game, 127 to 111. Compared to Game 7, where they won 103, Kevin Huerter had 27 points, 7 rebounds and 3 assists. So he was really active. Like, it just goes to show that, once that man heats up, and we could see that early on in the season, before the playoffs. Once this man heats up, it's only green lights from there.
Yeah, it's definitely been green light for him, especially in the series against Philadelphia. Kevin Huerter really stepped up his game.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
There's Father's Day, and then there's Father's Day at Lowe's, where dad can experience it all, like a Craftsman 224-piece mech set for $129, and a Blackstone Griddle Starter Kit, including cover and accessories for $198. So this year, let dad loose at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, Craftsman Tool Set and Blackstone Griddle Starter Kit offer available 6/10 through 6/23, U.S. only.
Walmart. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Hear from me, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell, on the Data Brilliant podcast from Data Leaders Click. Tune in to hear us discuss the importance of curiosity and how vital analyzing data is to uncovering facts, as well as learning and asking the right questions in our daily lives. Search Data Brilliant on your preferred podcast platform to listen next.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Speaking of being a green light, Bogdan Bogdanovic, he has really been on fire throughout this whole postseason, as recent as the series that wrapped up against the 76ers. Millie, I want to stay with you for a moment. I asked you last time we had you ladies on the program, and we talked about how important Bogdan has been to the game. Millie, just kind of give me your thoughts on how Bogdan has played during this postseason.
Yeah, I think that the best part about the Atlanta Hawks, which I think people kind of, you know, take for granted, is how many threats we have that can step out from the three-point line and really activate. Bogdan is one of those people. You know, I think he can bring the ball up. And, again, it's just about spreading the floor. That's why I think he's so important. You know, we don't just rely on one person to deliver points and deliver rebounds. Bogdan is another person that is kind of larger, so he brings a little bit more size for us on the outside. But I really like the way that he plays. I think that he's aggressive and, you know, sees the floor well.
All right, Bonnie, same question for you. Give me your thoughts on Bogdan thus far.
Just reiterate what Millie said. I think that he does allow us to have options. And, I mean, even in, I believe it was Game 4, he averaged like 22 points in that game, and that just shows you, like, he can shoot the ball, he can create a threat, he can spread the floor out. It does give us an option to pass in the ball if we need a three. You know, I think that he keeps the floor wide, and that's what you need when you have bigger players inside, especially if you have Embiid that's, like, going in all the time. Now you have Bogey that can kind of pull that out. So now we have a threat, whether it's three-pointers or in the paint.
Awesome. And, you know, speaking of contributing and giving points in the paint and also some solid shooting, Lou Williams, as I stated earlier before this interview began, and the last time I had you ladies on the program, Rajon Rondo and the Lou Williams trade was a little bit puzzling in the beginning, but right now it seems like both teams have benefited tremendously from this. Bonnie, I want to start with you. Lou Williams, he's back with the Atlanta Hawks. This is his second time with the team. What do you think his experience has meant to this team that is so young and just helping them to stay prepared during this playoff run?
Yeah, I believe he showed his experience. He shows what he can do, and he showed what kind of energy he brings in Game 5, where he kind of came in and, like, showed out, stepped up. He was like, this is how you guys operate in a playoff run. So this is what it looks like. And I think as soon as he came in, he gave a little spark, he gave an energy. One point they have him and Trey out there at the same time, and I really love that look too. Again, like I said before, Lou Williams trade for Rondo was probably the best thing the Hawks could have done. He just knows exactly how to fit in, how to mesh, how to gel, and he stepped up when he needed to step up as a vet.
Awesome. So, Millie, same question for you. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Lou and his postseason play with the Hawks.
Sweet Lou has been one of my favorite off-the-bench players for the past, 5 years. I really think any team that he goes to, he brings a lot of value to. Personally, I never really understood the trade in the beginning for Rajon Rondo to Atlanta Hawks. I thought that and Rajon Rondo was injured a lot. So imagine having a point guard that you want to have come off the bench to give Trae Young a break, and he can't even play. It kind of seemed like he was a wasted body. We have Lou Williams here, though, that does come in and can keep the floor moving. This man was averaging during the postseason 7.1 points per game. And, you know, that might not sound like a lot, but those are crucial points that we need when we're going on lulls, especially during the third quarter. That's when you can see Lou Williams, who really kind of comes in and keeps the energy up and keeps the team motivated. You know, he hits some crucial threes at points where it's like, dang, like, all seems lost. I remember, what was it, game four, and they were just down, and Lou Williams comes in, you know, they're down by more than 20, and Lou Williams comes in, and he's hitting crucial shots that just keep the team energized. So I feel like that's why he's so important. He also has been on other teams that have made it, not only past the conference finals, but to the finals. So he is a really great asset to have because he does have that, you know, veteran knowledge, like Bonnie said, but he also can attack and really jumpstart and knock that.
Yeah, rightfully so. I think with him coming back, and like you ladies put so well, he really, his experience has really helped this so young team out thus far in this postseason play. And speaking of experience counts for a lot in Danilo Gallinari.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Now serving S27 at DMV window number 16.
Okay, Rose, we're second in line. Perfect, Rose. You remembered the birth certificate? Yes, and we have our electric bill. Excellent. We'll be Real ID ready in no time. Real ID ready to visit our grandson, Ricky, at Fort Bragg, then fly to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Pardon me, are you talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am.
Talk yourself into Real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
El nuevo crispy chicken sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito,
jugoso. Es pollo de McDonald's, un mordisco y
wow.
Es el nuevo crispy chicken sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes.
Get started for free on IBM Cloud. With an IBM Cloud account, get access to more than 40 always free products with no time limit. So you can experiment with some of our most popular offerings for as long as you'd like. Explore our free tier and create your free account today at ibm.biz/cloudfree.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Save on your faves at Big Lots.
As your one-stop shop for household essentials, Big Lots has everything you need to keep your home sparkling. And now you can find all your favorite P&G brands available every day. Shop today through July 4th, and you'll get a $10 Big Lots coupon on your receipt. Good on your next trip when you spend $30 on P&G products like Tide, Dawn, and Gain. This offer won't last long, so stop by Big Lots today.
There's Father's Day, and then there's Father's Day at Lowe's, where dad can experience it all. Like a Craftsman 224-piece mech set for $129. And a Blackstone Griddle Starter Kit, including cover and accessories, for $198. So this year, let dad loose at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, Craftsman Tool Set and Blackstone Griddle Starter Kit offer available 6/10 through 6/23, U.S. only.
And he has shot the lights out in this playoff run thus far, especially in the series against Philadelphia. Bonnie, I want to start with you. Danilo has been in the league for a while now, and he's had some playoff experience under his belt, but this is about the furthest he has gone thus far in his NBA career in terms of playoff runs. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Danilo and what his contribution has been.
Well, you know, I'm a little indifferent about Gallinari. I will have to say that one thing about Gallinari is he don't shoot that ball. If he make it, if he miss it, he's going to shoot the ball, though. He's very resilient. That's one thing I will definitely give Gallinari. He's one of those players, like, you can, when he gets the ball, you can expect him to shoot it, even if he's not on that night. Saw in the last two games that they had, I was like, okay, Gallinari, maybe not so much shooting. And I see that he's also moving a little bit slower. But he was a very big asset in the paint, especially with Embiid for the 76ers. He did play very smart defense. He knows his role, which I think is extremely important on the Hawks team. If you just know what you're supposed to do and you stick to the assignment, he always gets the assignment right. When he does make a three, I think he always makes a three at the right time. You know, we always need those threes, especially just when you have Trey shooting it, you have Colin shooting it. It's like Gallinari kind of comes in and picks it up a little bit. I do want to see what he's going to do against the Milwaukee Bucks because, again, we have another big body coming in there, an athlete, a Greek, the Freak is coming in. So I want to see what that looks like with Clint Capella and Gallinari and just the movement of how the Hawks do.
Awesome. Okay, well, Millie, this same question is for you. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Danilo and what his contribution has been so far.
Sure. I think that where do I start with this one? It's a little interesting to see because you can tell that he has been in the league for a while. I think that he does help as far as, like, being a big center, you know, and having that option to step out. He's great for rebounding and also giving John Collins, you know, a nice little breather or giving Clint Capella another body to go. He just adds to the height that our team kind of, I wouldn't say we lack height, but he is kind of a thicker body that we can't have down there. So I would say that as far as just being an asset to the team, especially going into the series with the Milwaukee Bucks against Brooke Lopez, we're definitely going to need to see him step up a little bit more and be stronger from the paint, which is very possible from him. You know, when he's on, he's on. That's all I'm going to say about him.
All right, awesome. And speaking of being a force, and you mentioned his name, Millie, Clint Capella. And Clint Capella, I tell you what, he was definitely dominant in the first round series win against the New York Knicks, going up against Julius Randle. And then in the last series that the Hawks had against the Sixers in the seven-game series, him and Joel Embiid had fisticuffs and then some. But Clint proved to be a men amongst boys and handle his business, and currently being among the top five in the league during the postseason in total rebounds and also in block shots.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com. This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Millie, I'm going to start off with you. How important has Clint been in this playoffs run for the Hawks?
Oh, my gosh. Instrumental. That's the word. He literally, you know, there was a lot of, you know, we could tell during the semifinals that Embiid was giving him some trouble, but he held his own. I mean, if we thought the John Collins and Trae Young connection was great, the Trae Young to Clint Capella connection, 5 stars. Please sign me up. I love all of the oops, the fact that he is willing to put himself down there with 2 or 3 people on him and still go up for an oop and throw down a jam. Like, wow. It's called staying aggressive. You know, having 12.1 rebounds per game, that's not easy in the postseason. Going up against these seven-footers, that's not easy. So I really think that Clint Capela has really come into his own on our team. And, like, the fact that he has – someone like Trae Young, who is constantly looking for him, only helps him shine even more and shows his potential. He is very aggressive in the paint and on the boards, and that just helps out John Collins, too, because John Collins now has a person. If he gets swarmed by people, he has someone to dish it out to. Again, it seems like although our bigs are very tall, you know, they're all very athletic, which is even better because, you know, we're not having to worry about, you know, someone dragging but up the court. You know, they're all ready to go, and Clint Capela is one of those very athletic centers. So I'm really happy about that trade, and I knew that when he got there, as soon as he was ready to play, you know, things were going to change for the Atlanta Hawks. So, and here we are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Awesome. And Bonnie, same question for you. I know last time you were on the program, you and Millie were on the program, you spoke very highly of Clint Capela and what a difference he has made for the Hawks. Same question. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his contribution during this postseason.
You know, I like Clint Capela. I think he was a little intimidated at first with Embiid. There were some moments where I was like, okay, Clint, like, you know, just get in there, be strong. You know, a lot of times it's kind of like with Embiid, he's just a big guy. Just keep your hands up. You know, just give him a hand in the face. I think he did a very good job at rebounding, though. He did play very tough. Again, like Millie said, the duo with him and Trae, you start seeing that spark, and that's what kind of gives them a little life. You know, especially when they're doing it in Philadelphia, like. And Capela for coming out and making sure he gets those rebounds and making sure that he is in the paint and just being a big body in the paint and being in Embiid's face. That's really what brought the Hawks out in terms of just being able to get those rebounds that the 76ers missed so that we can have another chance to score on the other end.
Awesome. And speaking of the late ladies, one of the names you mentioned is John Collins. What an interesting run he's had thus far. And John Collins, along with Trae Young and Clint Capela and that whole nucleus, along with Kevin Huerter, they've really been phenomenal during this playoff run thus far. John Collins has always kind of been looked at as the number two behind Trae Young. But John, in my opinion, he's really paid off big dividends in this playoff run for Atlanta. Bonnie, I want to start off with you. Just kind of give me your thoughts on John and what he's brought to the table so far.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Hear from me, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell, on the Data Brilliant podcast from Data Leaders Click. Tune in to hear us discuss the importance of curiosity and how vital analyzing data is to uncovering facts as well as learning and asking the right questions in our daily lives. Search Data Brilliant on your preferred podcast platform to listen next.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com.
Save on your faves at Big Lots.
As your one-stop shop for household essentials, Big Lots has everything you need to keep your home sparkling. And now you can find all your favorite P&G brands available every day. Shop today through July 4th, and you'll get a $10 Big Lots coupon on your receipt. Good on your next trip when you spend $30 on P&G products like Tide, Dawn, and Gain. This offer won't last long, so stop by Big Lots today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
You know, shout out to John Collins for wearing his T-shirt during that press conference, because I was like, wow, that's a bold move right there. He's just got the neck of Embiid from his Baptist collection. But I like John Collins' arrogance on the court. I think that that's what brings a little bit of attitude and edge, again, to Trey, him and Trey's duo. Collins is definitely proving himself to be the player that he's been telling people he is. You know, he shoots the three. I think in game five he shot the three that really kind of sparked the Hawks. Like, he shoots those threes and you're like, okay, now we're going to get going. Like, John Collins is also attacking the basket from the three-point line, not just in the paint. And so we're starting to see his athleticism really show up, and I'm excited to see what he's going to look like against the Bucks coming up.
All right, well, Millie, same question for you. Give me your thoughts on John and what he's brought to the table so far.
The Baptist, my boy. Oh, my God. I'm really a huge fan of John Collins. You know, this series, he averaged 13.9 points per game, 7.6 rebounds. I mean, come on, like, it don't get much better than that. He was a force to be reckoned with on the boards. He played aggressive. You know, he kept his head in the game. One of my favorite moments of the series was when they were on the bench during a timeout, and John Collins just tossed his towel up after a really great play. And, like, it's just, like, it's that type of energy that we need. Like, we need that, okay, I'm ready to get back in this game, and I don't care what happens. Like, it's the tenacity for me. The fact that, you know, he's got – last game he had 17 rebounds. In game seven he had 17 rebounds. That's huge. That is big numbers. And, like, I think, what is he, like a third-year rookie? So, you know, just, you know, having what happened last year go on and then now coming back to this year and being such a major force, like, we all knew that this is what John Collins is capable of. And I think that he's only going to go up from here because he is so young in the league. You know, Bonnie and I talked about this before. You know, that man puts on about 20 more pounds. You know, what y'all going to do then? He's strong. I mean, it's the boxing out. You know, I'm pretty sure it was game five against Joel Embiid. He boxed that man out so hard. He plays good defense. Like,
is actually, he's a two-way player. And, you know, that's not necessarily that common to see for a player his size. So I really, really, really enjoy John Collins, and Atlanta going to do whatever they need to do to hold on to this John Collins and Trae Young connection, because it's looking good.
Indeed, it is looking good, Millie. And, you know, we have the future is now in the NBA. We have Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, Zion Williamson, and, of course, we have Trae Young.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
And in such a short amount of time, Trae Young has been phenomenal. This is only his third. He's only been in the league for 3 years, but in such a short amount of time, he has been so good. And they always say champions are made in the off season, not during the season. I want to start with you, Bonnie. We're watching history in the making with Trae Young, and the sky is definitely the limit for him because, and then I'll be quite honest with you, no one really expected Atlanta to get as far as the Eastern Conference Finals. But give
sure
me your
did.
Thoughts on just – you're right. And Bonnie, I want to ask you, how important with Trae Young being the centerpiece of that team, what does he bring to the table besides his leadership skills and sharpshooting?
Gosh, what does he bring to the table? That is like a long list other than his ball handling skills that I think that Philadelphia was playing so tight on them and you still were able to see that Trae could control the ball. He knows how to open the floor. He knows how to just demand the floor and make sure like everybody's in their rightful positions and set people up to be great. You know, he does set Collins up to do these alley hoops. He does the same with Clint Capella. He did the same with Herter in the last game. I mean, I'm looking at his stats right now. He had 21 points last game. The one before, he had 34 points. He even gets in there sometimes to get some rebounds. And so I think that he's a great all-around player. We're starting to really see him come into like that Mamba mentality that we like to talk about. I mean, Trae is not only just the icon in the face of Atlanta, but he is, like, when I see the term believe, like, Trae definitely gives you that belief. Like, you can believe in Atlanta. You can trust that Trae is going to bring us to the end because that's what we want right now. And so he has great leadership skills. And I think everybody was saying, Doncic, Doncic, Doncic. But look at Trae. Trae is here. And I think Atlanta is very excited and very lucky to have Trae Young.
Most definitely. Again, it's always amazing when you have one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. And Trae Young is showing that. And Millie, you've raved so excitingly about Trae Young. Just kind of give me your take on Trae and just how important he is to that franchise.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Millie, are you with us?
I'm not sure what happened.
Let me ask you. No problem. Millie, are you still with us? Yeah.
Yes. Can y'all
Millie,
hear me?
Are you with us? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, my call just dropped. Very awkward. Very awkward.
Okay, no problem.
My call dropped.
No problem. Well, okay, well, like I was asking Bonnie about the importance of Trey Young. Millie, I'll ask you the same question because I know you have raved about just Trey Young and his play and what he's brought to the table to the franchise. Just give me more in detail how you your thoughts on Trey.
Yeah, I trade the gang all way, all that way, that way, period. Like, honestly, I cannot stress enough how much I am not going to accept any more Trey Young slander. Like, leave that at home, because this man comes to play every game. You know, one thing about Trey Young is he gonna score that ball. And that's that mama mentality that Bonnie was talking about earlier. It don't matter if they were – when they were down 20, Trey is still attacking at the basket. He is still putting up that teardrop of a floater, because that's exactly what you're going to have as soon as that thing makes it. Like, I've never seen a more consistent floater before. I think that, you know, Trey Young's size and is what kind of, like, makes him a unique player. You know, he's not the tallest one on the court, but that man is quick. Okay, he's going to come off the dribble, and he will shoot the ball. He is a force to be reckoned with. He's the one that you, when he comes down, you do not want to give him any room, but you can't crowd him because he's going to force a foul. So, and he's got, I think he's like, what, number 6 in the league for most consistent free throw shooters? Are you kidding? Like, holy cow. Like, that's some of these games have come down to literally free throws. And who is right there to deliver them? Trey Young. It's just, I honestly cannot stress enough how much growth we have seen from Trey Young from his first season to now. You're in your third season. You're already bringing a team that, is, like you said, Ed, nobody thought that the Hawks would go this far, you know, especially compared to last season, the season that we had. But I think just the will to want to win, you could see that. It's a gut check, and that's what he has every time. Like, he is ready to play, and he's all 29 points per game, averaging 29 points per game during this postseason. That's incredible numbers for a point guard. Age and just, you know, of his stature. And the fact that he averages that much and is still able to see the floor and share the wealth. Averaging 10 assists per game. Like, how are you already in double-doubles? Like, that's what you want to see out of a point guard. Yeah, we have Steph Curry who's hitting all these threes, and that's all well and good. But sometimes you got to be able to see the floor and say, hey, look, I can see that John Collins is making his way downtown, and I'm going to give it to him because I trust my players. Now, I will say, like, this is not slander. Sometimes I know Trey Young can be very, very aggressive, you know, and will just take any shot. And sometimes it's like, ooh, I don't know about all that. But I still think that having that aggressiveness coming from your point guard is what will lead the team to victory, because that's just an energy that others will pick up and be like, okay, well, if he's doing that, then I need to do something too.
Right. And well, I have to piggyback off of what Mitchell said.
Going
to piggyback off of what Millie said, because I think especially this last game, this was like the last game where I was like, okay, Trey is shooting and he may not be hot, like, you know, but he kind of picked up that tenacity that Gallinari had, like, it's going to fall. And I think we saw that even at the beginning of the season, where it was just like, they just keep shooting. Like, we might not be getting the baskets now, but it's going to come to us. Third quarter, fourth quarter, it's going to come to us. They were down 26 at one point. And it was like the ball just will not go in. And they still kept shooting. And you saw that Trey kept shooting. And we saw this last time. And then they end up pulling out a win. So I think that Trey continues to lead that mentality of like, hey, it's cool. It's cool if the shots aren't falling now, but they're going to. Just keep shooting the ball, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, Trey Young is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, and everything that you ladies have said, man, Trey is really the heartbeat in that franchise, and like you also said that he's averaging over 10 assists a game, so he's definitely sharing the wealth and getting all of his other players involved. So the Atlanta Hawks have definitely enjoyed this great playoff run thus far, and they're now in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, ladies, you got the new Lanta podcast covers anything and everything going on in the city of Atlanta. So we know the city of Atlanta really hasn't had a buzz like this NBA-wise in a long time. Millie, I'm going to start off with you. How has the city of Atlanta responded to the Hawks appearing in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, you know, that's funny that you asked that, because actually the other day, you know, I was at work and someone came in and their Sam Smith jersey, you know, all hawked out, and I was like, hey, like, how are you feeling? And I can tell that it's almost like they feel like they're kind of walking in a little dreamland, you know, but waiting for the other shoe to drop. There is some anxiety when it comes to Atlanta and their sports teams making it to a championship. You know, there's that fact of like, oh, can we trust the Hawks again? Can we trust another Atlanta team to take us to the promised land and bring us a championship? You know, I think a lot of people are still very, very, very hurt by what happened in the Super Bowl against the Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. So I think there's just a little bit of fear, but I think everyone is still just as excited. I mean, I'm seeing more and more Hawks jerseys pop up than ever before. You know, I'm seeing people wear their Trae Young. I'm seeing people wearing their Kevin Huerter. But I do think that there is a little bit of fear that this is just maybe too good to be true. And to all y'all Atlanta Hawks fans who are, you know, diehard fans and just, you know, been here, been watching with your teams, been seeing them through the ups, the very, very lows and the mediums, you know, all you can do is just believe and just really keep showing up. Just like they're showing up, you got to keep showing up.
Bonnie, same question for you. How has the city of Atlanta responded to the Hawks being in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Man, the city of Atlanta is coming out and showing out. Like, they're very excited that now we have, like, a team to cheer for. The bars are full. The stadium is packed. I've seen so many jerseys. I myself went to go get me an MLK jersey. You know, I think that it's exciting for Atlanta. The city of Atlanta is already just dope, and we do dope things, so it's exciting to see us, you know, dominate in a sport finally. But I do think that we are traumatized by the Super Bowl. As Millie brings it up, I'm like, oh, my gosh, please just don't remind me, because I think that that's where that sometimes kicks in, where you're like, are the Hawks going to do it? Are they going to do it, or are they going to let me down? You know, and I think that some people even almost felt that in Game 6. When they lost, you're just like, oh, man, like we have to go back to Philly and play. Like, are y'all going to do it? But I was very confident that they were. Again, our logo is Believe. You have to believe. At this point, I think that we need to just trust. Trust in Trae Young, trust in John Collins, that they're going to bring it all the way home. And one thing I will say just about the city of Atlanta is, like, we do rally together. We will come together and we will cheer you on. Even if we know that we might be disappointed, but we also believe that we could win. And I think that that's what being an underdog, that's where you have to dig deep. And then, like, the whole city rallies behind you. And I think that Trey can feel that. I mean, I Trey the gang all day. And then we've got John Collins in there. We've got Huerter stepping up. You know, I think that the city just stands behind the Hawks right now.
Mm-hmm. And staying with just the city of Atlanta for a moment, the last time I had you ladies on the program, we talked about the celebrity presence in Atlanta. During the Hawks in the 76ers series, I saw a gentleman from the Migos named Quavo, who is like a diehard Hawks fan. How has Quavo and, of course, 2 Chainz and other Atlanta celebrities that are diehard Hawks fans, what are they doing to increase the popularity of the team, especially during this Hawks playoff run?
Well, I definitely want to say that, like, I'm thinking about this in my car. The Migos dropped Culture 3 at the perfect time. And just having the Migos, that are just, like, a really dope trio, come out and coin the phrase Ice Trade the Gang and just make a song also just adds to the hype of going to an Atlanta Hawks game. I noticed as soon as the game was over at Game 7, they're playing Nuggets and Bucks because they're getting ready for the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, having these celebrities, having just even music intertwined with athletics and things of that nature just adds to the fire of being attached to sports. It also adds to the camaraderie. Like, it does bring everybody together in sports and entertainment. It brings that companionship that Atlanta has. It brings the Atlanta feel. And now you have a whole album to listen to just to celebrate, again, the Hawks winning, and also to just kind of reflect on how dope Atlanta is in general with the culture that we have to offer.
All right, Millie, mm-hmm. You want to respond to that?
Oh, yeah. You know, right after the game, I was playing Nuts If You Buck. Okay, so, like, I'm ready. Like, I feel like it's Trey Young and Quavo having a handshake for me. Like, it's just I don't know why. It's because
Quavo in the
sports
locker room
and music.
Too.
Right. It's because sports and music are just so intertwined, and that's what we're seeing. And first of all, sports, Black culture and music are so intertwined, and that's just what makes Atlanta the special place that it is. You can see it everywhere. Like, I really love to see athletes and musicians, you know, coinciding like this, because you know what they say, like, every ball player want to be a rapper and every rapper want to be a ball player. So it's like, I really like it. It just makes sense to me, and it just makes our city that much more vibrant. So I want our celebrities to keep showing up, not just for the, like, it's awesome to see Quavo showing up for games that aren't, you know, that weren't like this right now, you know, building that fandom. Because now when you start seeing those celebrities come, it's almost like when you go to L.A., you know, the Lakers, they always have a celebrity there. There's always Jack Nicholson. There's always somebody there that makes those games like, oh, wow, this is even more fun to go to because I might get to meet them. Like, everyone just seems very much more approachable. And, like, you're just that much more connected. And now, like, our stadium and our arena has gone from being halfway full and clearing out by the third quarter to you're glued to your seat, or you're on your feet cheering. So I think that just this whole basketball season for the Hawks has really just ignited the passion that was already there for basketball in Atlanta. A lot of people consider, like, Atlanta to be a football town or baseball, but as we've seen, it's turning into a basketball city. And I'm here for it.
Awesome. And then that's the ladies, Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, just giving us the 411 on what's going on in the city of Atlanta, in the Atlanta Hawks playoff run as they are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, ladies, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody once again what the new Lanza podcast is all about.
All right. Well, I will go ahead and jump start it. So New Lanza is here to tell y'all what's going on in the city of Atlanta and give y'all, you know, an experience of Atlanta as well. We go to different events in the city. We'll pull up and interview your favorite artist, rapper, musician, anything like that. And we're here to put people on that might not get the shine that they deserve. So if you are an aspiring entrepreneur or you're an artist who just needs one more person to listen to your music, we are those ears for you. Feel free to message us at newlanza_ on Instagram or email us newlanzallc@gmail.com. And we will get in touch with you to get an interview, get you some promo work, any of that.
Yes. Awesome. And Bonnie, anything else you want to add to that?
No, just reiterating what Millie said, we are here. We might even be talking to your favorite athlete. You know, we are the cuties of Cuties and Cocktails every Monday on New Lanta as well. You guys can tune in, check us out on IG Live. And, yeah, just make sure you follow New Lanta. Follow us on YouTube, like, subscribe, watch our videos. And if you are interested, at New Lanta _ for an interview, for promo, for graphic design, we do so much.
Yeah. And just one more thing. Sorry, I had to include this. I'm sorry. We are doing a giveaway right now. We are doing a giveaway right now on our page in collaboration with Can I Kick It and Da Vinci Coloring. We're giving away a Can I Kick It t-shirt and an Air Jordan coloring book. If y'all know anything about coloring, it's a great form of stress relief, and this coloring book is so lit. The guys at Can I Kick It, shout out to them. They're a really dope collective, art collective, focusing on retro styles that are all about sneakers. So definitely check out our page and follow us at NewLanta_ for a chance to win.
Awesome. That, man, coloring books are so awesome, man. It's great to hear right there. So one more time, ladies, where can they find New Lanta on social media? If you can also give the listeners out there just an update on where they can find the podcast and also the website. Let them know that as well.
Yes, it's at New Lanta, NEWLANTA _. That is New Lanta on Instagram and our YouTube. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's QT, like the letters, QT and cocktails. And then our website is newlantadrip.com.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from them there, Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast. It's a cool website giving us the 411 and on great information on anything and everything surrounding the culture of the city of Atlanta, and also Atlanta Hawks fans as well, giving us on their thoughts on the Atlanta Hawks playoff run thus far. Ladies, thank you so much again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
That time at the last minute by Capella. Maybe not right there, but Embiid saw him in his peripheral vision, made him shoot that shot a little hard.
2.5 to go. Long three on its way. And Trae Young, ice cold, delivers a three.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that.
Hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, the host of the New Lanta podcast. Check out their podcast. It showcases the city of Atlanta in areas such as arts, culture, sports, and entertainment. Just go to New Lanta and follow them on Instagram as well as Facebook and check out their great podcast on the various social media platforms. And that's going to do it until next time. Remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.